You're listening to the audio production of The Huntress of Thornbeck Forest by Melody Dickerson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by J. O'Shea.
Chapter 1. The year 1363. In the northeast German reaches of the Holy Roman Empire, the Margravate of Thornbeck, the tip of the arrow found its mark, a perfect shot through the deer's heart and lungs. The animal took two steps forward, then a sidestep, and fell over. Odette's five men, more boys than men, as they were around 13 or 14 years old, darted out of the cover of the bushes and ran toward the animal that would feed at least four families. They began to cut it apart and prepared to carry it and all evidence of it away in their leather game bags. But far more than four hungry families and many orphaned children inhabited the town of Thornbeck, so Odette motioned to the two boys looking to her. They set off deeper into the forest that was the Margrave's game park. The only one reaping the good of Thornbeck Forest, rightfully, was the Margrave. He could spare a few deer to feed the poor. He could spare them quite well. Odette moved through the trees and undergrowth, trying to step as quietly as possible. The two boys stayed behind her. The moon was full, the night sky was clear of clouds, and enough light filtered through the trees to help her find her way to another of the hart's favourite feeding spots. Either a salt deposit was there, or the grass was particularly sweet, because that was where she often found her most desired prey, fully grown red deer, with their necks